This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Good morning and happy Thursday. We're toward the end of the week and we're one day closer to Steelers football on Sunday. Playoff football. Super wild card weekend. Steelers play the Buffalo Bills on Sunday. You already know that though, especially if you listen to this station. We've been talking about it all week, but some other news that's kind of sending waves through football. Two big names out as head coaches of their respective organizations. Pete Carroll, no longer the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks. They're parting ways. Still a lot of news surrounding Bill Belichick as well, though nothing official is there yet. Bill Belichick the other day put the ball in Robert Kraft's court, so to speak, saying that he's under contract and he'll do what he needs to do in time. And then a college football, big one. Former NFL coach and college coach Nick Saban announces he's retiring from Alabama and retiring from football coaching altogether. He's 72 years old and he's calling it quits. Now, we've seen coaches come out of retirement or do other things. Perhaps he'll advise somewhere. But for right now, the big story, he's not going to be the head coach of Alabama anymore. And what does that mean for the college football landscape? A lot to talk about this morning. 412-928-9370. Again, this is the Fan Early Morning Show. The Fan Early Morning Show for the Average Joe. Presented by CGR Wholesale, where the average Joe can shop like a pro. You're welcome to call me, 412-928-9370. That's the phone number. My X handle is at callus_33. You can type out a message and submit it to me as well. Again, callus_33. And we'll talk about a lot this morning. Again, there's a lot to dive into. I'm not too big on college football overall. Of course, I cover Pitt because I work here. But Nick Saban is a big enough story where if you want to call and talk about him and him retiring, you're welcome to do that. I want to talk about Pete Carroll a little bit more extensively than Saban, just because I think it has a comparison that we can make to the Steelers that I just kind of want to touch on. But yeah, Nick Saban was pretty much the face of that team, and he was the one that set up that culture, and he's the one that brought them an enormous amount of success. So can they remain in the conversation? I think that's just the big overarching topic for Alabama, is can they stay relevant without Nick Saban there? They were kind of in the middle before he got there. They had some spouts of success, but they weren't as consistent for like years before he came around. If you want to call and talk about that, you're welcome to. But here's the big one now, though, as I pivot quickly to Pete Carroll leaving the Seattle Seahawks and then parting ways, but him still being an advisor. That That one was definitely interesting because he seemed full well, like he was going to remain on as head coach, and he was operating without, it seemed like he was operating without any hitch. And as we think about it and compare it to the Steelers, Mike Tomlin and Pete Carroll have had a similar resume throughout their time. Pete Carroll had one losing season over a long stretch, one Super Bowl championship for the Seattle Seahawks under Pete Carroll. They've been to two, but they lost one of them. And just think about this, though, because I'm not seeing right now, at least, I'm not seeing the outrage from the Seattle Seahawks fan base that Pete Carroll is no longer going to be their head coach. The Seattle Seahawks fans don't seem super outraged. There's not a whole lot of question asking right now. It seems like the Seattle Seahawks fans at least are content with the idea that he's not going to be head coach anymore. And the only difference is that Pete Carroll had one losing season down his stretch, and a certain Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh has had no losing seasons. And now, for some reason, the barometer for many commentators on this subject is that the non-losing seasons, that's just the determining factor. The fact that Pete Carroll had one losing season, that is the only big difference between the Seattle Seahawks and the Pittsburgh Steelers is that losing season. But other than that, I mean, they're pretty much identical. They both went to two Super Bowls in their time. They both won one of those Super Bowls in their time. And after those Super Bowls, there hasn't been much done in the years to follow. Does this mean Mike Tomlin should automatically be fired? Not necessarily. Just making the comparison. Just making the general comparison between the two coaches. Just making that comparison where you have two guys with almost identical resumes in the NFL as head coaches of one particular team. And one parts ways with his team, and fans not so upset. On the other hand, though, as it relates to the Steelers, there's been a clamoring that Steeler fans would be upset, or all these commentators would be upset, or the NFL world could not go around if in this particular climate the Steelers decided to part ways with Mike Tomlin. It's just, it's a little frustrating to think about it like that. And the Steelers are different. There's a different standard, blah, 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 blah. You know, you hear that a lot. But it's just curious. And I don't think that Mike Tomlin should necessarily be fired now at the end of this season. I think that there's going to be a lot of questions asked should they not beat the Bills this weekend. There are going to be a lot more questions asked. There's going to be a lot more scrutiny, because he's going to continue this streak. Now he's also got a streak of not winning a playoff game, which right now, and I'm not going to taunt the standard is the standard saying, but I am going to say that an expectation has been made that the Steelers have been good enough to make the playoffs year in, year out. They've been good enough. Not necessarily good enough to win a Super Bowl, but they've been good enough to win a playoff game. They've been good enough to make the playoffs. They have not been good enough, though, to win in the playoffs. So the expectation is a little bit higher because that precedent has been set. And that's the only reason why I say that. And for all the people that were saying that it was time to part ways with Mike Tomlin, it was time to fire him after their bad stretch, I mean, I'm still with you. I'm still going to say that I'm not going to say you're wrong for having such an opinion. It all is going to depend, and I like the way Crowley says this a lot. He says it's a results-based business. You need the results before you can make the best decisions, and opinions can change when new information comes in. Tomlin's got to win this game. And I like how that's put. I like how he puts that. It's results-based. Congratulations on turning the season around and getting into the playoffs. What are you going to do with the opportunity? The Steelers still aren't good enough to win that playoff game, then it really doesn't matter. But Pete Carroll leaving Seattle as well, or parting ways, not technically leaving, I'll say, because they say they're going to keep him on as an advisor, which, whatever that means, we'll find out in due time. But Seattle seems cool with it. They're not reacting with hate or with displeasure. And, again, the only thing separating the Steelers and the Seahawks is one Pete Carroll losing season in his time as head coach. Everything else, they're almost identical. Two Super Bowl appearances, one Super Bowl championship for each, and each have now been a part of their respective programs for over 10 years. Just an interesting comparison. A lot of interesting stuff happening, too. Pete Carroll parting ways with the Seahawks. Talked about earlier, Nick Saban is retiring as the head coach of Alabama's football team. So a lot of news breaking from a coaching standpoint. A lot of firings as well coming this week, which isn't unexpected. You usually see that after the final Sunday of the year. Mike Vrabel, Tennessee Titans head coach, out. Arthur Smith, Falcons head coach, out. Vrabel was a little more surprising than most of them, just because you sense the passion with him, and he was just coach of the year a couple years ago. Seems like a likable guy. And we in Pittsburgh love him because he rallied his team to beat Jacksonville. And now the Steelers are in the playoffs because of that. But yeah, that one was surprising. I think it was surprising as well that Pete Carroll is no longer part of the Seahawks. And then Nick Saban retiring, also surprising. So there are some surprising things. It's not surprising to see movement like this among head coaches after a season, but just some of the big names that we're seeing now, and some of the impactful names that we're seeing now parting ways with teams. Just interesting. Just interesting to think about. All right, we got a caller on the line at 412-928-9370. Good morning. What's your name?
Hi, it's Janet. I'm just curious if you think that Pete Carroll's a Hall of Fame coach, because everybody's convinced that Mike Tomlin is. And with such similar resumes, do you think Pete Carroll's a shoo-in?
Hey, thanks for the call. That's a good question. That is a really good question. I think that for the consistency that he's had in his career, and especially when you compare it to Mike Tomlin, I mean, that's kind of an impossible argument. If Tomlin is a Hall of Fame coach with the resume he has, then Pete Carroll seems to be one of those as well. And here's why I may say yes to that, too. I mean, Seattle, as the city, has not had a major championship, really, before the Seattle Seahawks won the Super Bowl. Like, that was their first and, like, biggest championship in the history of the city. And Pete Carroll, as the head coach, brought them that, you know, with Russell Wilson at the helm, the Legion of Boom, of course, on defense. So I'll say yes, under the with the context that he indeed has not had many losing seasons. He was a majority winning coach. He went to two Super Bowls. He brought Seattle its first major championship. I think there's a lot of accolades that he overcame in that city that I think should give him national recognition. Aside from just the general stats that you bring up in comparison to Mike Tomlin, I think what he did for the city of Seattle deserves recognition from the league. So I'll say yes to that question from Janet. Thank you for the call. 412-928-9370 is the phone number. You can get a phone line, and somebody else wants to talk now, so I will let them. Good morning. What's your name?
Hey, this is Malone. How you doing?
I'm doing good. What's on your mind?
Hey, regarding the Hall of Fame question that girl called in, that's a good question. I think the Hall of Fame basically is a joke with respect to coaches. Pete Carroll should not get in. Tomlin is not a Hall of Fame coach. As a matter of fact, Cowher wasn't either. They all got the same resume. They're 1-1 in Super Bowls. Hall of Fame, to me, should be somebody that exceeds the standard, like multiple Super Bowls. And those guys, to me, were good coaches. But Hall of Fame, that level, I think it's a joke.
Could I ask a couple follow-ups?
Yes, sir.
So could you agree, too, because I know there are coaches from the 70s and the 80s that we like to admire, but back then, I mean, there weren't as many teams. Expansion really makes it difficult to win a Super Bowl. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would.
Okay, and you understand, too, just like the magnitude. Like, Seattle has not had like a major sports team win. Like, the Seattle Mariners have been perpetually mediocre or worse, and bringing a championship to Seattle, do you at least agree for the city of Seattle that like meant a whole lot for their city being on the map of sports relevance?
Yeah, so he should be in the Ring of Honor for Seattle, but not the NFL Hall of Fame.
Sure, I hear you. Hey, thanks for the call. I'll meet you in the middle there. That's fair. That's fair. I would give him the National Football League recognition, but if you don't, hey, that's good. We'll agree to disagree on that point, but I understand your point. That's fair. 412-928-9370 is the phone number. You're welcome to call in, get a phone line, and we'll talk about coaches. And I actually want to talk about the Steelers a little more next with the quarterback story that continues to circle around. And so many of you and us over here, we care about the depth chart. That's been a big story. If you want to call in, get a phone line, you talk about the Steelers, you can talk about the coaching carousel that's starting to move forward as the playoffs come in for the NFL and the college football season continues to wrap up. Call in 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on X at @Callus_33 is my handle on X. That's @Callus_33. And then get a phone line. One more time, the number 412-928-9370. I'll be right back. My name is Nicholas Harry Callus, and this is the Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 2024 starts with great incentives on the Trailblazer, Blazer, Equinox, and Silverado. Go to sunchevy.com. Today, high of 42, low of 32. Mostly overcast skies. Tomorrow, high of 46, low of 30, a 60% chance of rain, and then expect high winds on Saturday before temperatures are expected to drop into the 20s. Yep, we're officially in painfully cold weather coming up here over the weekend. 412-928-9370 is the phone number. Still some time to get a phone line and express your opinion about coaches or the Steelers or anything you want. So go ahead. Let's start with this caller at 412-928-9370. Good morning. What's your name?
Mike.
All right, Mike, what's up?
Okay, first off, I want to reply to this last gentleman that called in.
Okay.
Bill Cowher deserved the Hall of Fame. He made 7 AFC championship games with 3 different quarterbacks, 2 Super Bowls with 2 different quarterbacks. He had 4 losing seasons, but how many coaches besides Bill Belichick have been to 7 AFC championship games? And as far as Mike Tomlin's concerned, I believe he only has 1 Super Bowl. And he does have a record of non-losing seasons, which I will give him that. Mm-hmm. But he has a record of failure at the end of those seasons. So, you know, you tell me your view.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Mike. No, I agree with you. I think the Cowher should have been in the Hall of Fame. I mean, for all the reasons you said he should be, I also think, too, that for the Steelers not having a Super Bowl win for such a long time, and then he brought that back. And just the story that he has as well, to me, I'm just enamored by that. You know, toward the end of his coaching career, he finally gets that Super Bowl after making it to all the championship games, the AFC championships, finally got one. Now, the end of his career seemed to come at a dud the following season, but like in terms of just looking at his career in retrospect, I don't disagree with you. I think he may even be a little more deserving than Tomlin. Not that Tomlin doesn't, but yeah, I mean, Tomlin has it's a weird situation. He always seems to come back in seasons to keep his team going, but like, why did the team have to go off the rails in the first place? That's just what I ask. And when you get that same formula over and over again and just, you know, you don't exceed your expectations, you just kind of meet where you're expected to be, but you never take that next step, to me, that just harms him with every year he coaches, which is why I think this game, this upcoming game in the playoffs, is so big for Tomlin. It'll be a real deciding factor for me in how I view this team moving forward if they once again lose in the first round. But we'll see. I still think Tomlin right now is deserving enough. I think Cowher definitely was deserving enough. And I think Pete Carroll, for the reasons I explained, is done enough. I think what he did for Seattle is a great story. But again, I mean, I don't look at that so much from an unbiased standpoint. I like the touchy stories as well, the good feel stories as it relates to getting certain coaches recognized in the Hall of Fame as well. I got a little bias there. 412-928-9370. Got another caller on the line. Good morning. What's your name?
Justin.
Justin, good morning. What's up?
Hey, I saw last night that Nick Saban has retired from Alabama.
Right, yeah.
Oh, you heard that?
Now, we did, yes.
Would you think that the Steelers would possibly be interested with the sit-down with him? Considering what he's done for Alabama and just his college football resume?
Sure, Justin, thank you for the call. Not a chance. No. No, I think Saban, at least in the Steelers' perspective, may be over the hill. And his time in the NFL wasn't memorable for any great reasons. I think he's a good college head coach, or a great one. Sorry, let me use the right adjective there. Great college head coach in Nick Saban. Should he come back to the NFL? No, maybe not. I don't know. From the Steelers' perspective, though, I don't think that the Steelers would have any interest in bringing him to their organization. I'm going to say no to that one, just outright. 412-928-9370 is the phone number. Pick up a phone line if you want to in the next couple minutes here. Real quick, because this is apparently a hot topic. The Steelers depth chart was still has Mason Rudolph as number 2. I don't think it's as dramatic as it needs to be made. I think it could be telling, though, and I think it is important to talk about. I know Doran talked about yesterday that, you know, it doesn't matter, and he's right to an extent. It doesn't matter in terms of what they're going to do in the playoffs. It really doesn't. No matter where they list quarterbacks, Mason Rudolph is your best option at quarterback right now. But it is an important conversation to have because they want to spare Kenny Pickett's feelings, I think, to some extent. There's no reason you wouldn't list Mason Rudolph as the number 1 quarterback if it didn't mean something. So I think it means something. How much does it matter? That's yet to be seen. I think that they're definitely trying to do something, though, where they make Kenny Pickett happy, and they're trying to acknowledge, like, it is a clue. Like, will Mason Rudolph be back on the Steelers roster next season? Not if they play well in the playoffs, I wouldn't think. I don't imagine that that's the case. I think Mason Rudolph's playing with a giant chip on his shoulder, and he's trying to prove to the Steelers that he was a worthwhile choice, and he's trying to prove to other organizations that he can indeed play at a high level consistently, and he'll take a big paycheck. And I think that's just what's telling about it, that if you're still willing to put Kenny Pickett as the number one quarterback, though he's a healthy non-starter coming up in the playoffs, I think that it means something. I don't know exactly what it means, and there's a bunch of hypotheses that have been thrown out there that I can understand. But, it's not something. It doesn't matter in terms of the Steelers in the playoffs right now, but it does mean something, I think, as it relates to hindsight into what the Steelers quarterback situation is going to look like next season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.